But it's the Quran. Our job in America is not to appease people. Our job in America is not to make things with people. Our job in America is to teach the truth, even if they don't like it, and try to establish justice and peace. That's our job. And even if they kill you and put you in jail and say bad things about you, you still have to stand up and be servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what I intend to do, even if I have to stand by myself. And I'm not frightened of no list by no government. I thank Allah, I'm honored that they thought enough of me to put me on a list. One Imam called me and said, Imam, am I on the list? One of them, brother was disappointed. Shucks, I wish I was on the list. Think I'm afraid of some list? That just give me more. I just want to fight more now. Fight back. That's how they make me feel. Think I want to go in a corner somewhere and sit down and retire. But, buddy, you don't know Muslims. You bring the fight out of us to fight in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, brothers and sisters, I say this in my conclusion. Number two, they know that they don't have any evidence against me, and I don't know who else on the list. I assume they don't. Brothers and sisters, I don't want to be smart, but there's a name that I saw on this list. He's a Muslim, and I ain't going to say no name. But the person that they put on the list, I thought it was ridiculous that they put my name on the list, but it's absurd that they put his name on the list. This man is more American than the average American. I'm serious. Now don't go start looking at lists and see, well, who's he talking about? They put his name on the list. You know why? Because they intend to get all of us. And then believe me, tomorrow's your name on the list. It is. The second thing, they're testing us now. What happens if we put Imam Siraj's name on the list or some other Bilal Phillips, Imam Dawood Adib? What happens if we put some well-known Muslim personalities on the list? How are Muslims responding? Let's watch them. And everybody is watching. They got them here today. You don't think so? You don't think they're here today? They're here today to monitor what is our response. Now, I remind you, I haven't been charged with anything. But now I see what they do. They put it out there. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wise, brothers and sisters. You see, you know the danger? The danger is people read this and they say, oh, terrorist, some sick person will read this. You let me sit on, terrorist. That's what they see. They say, you know what? We got to take care of these people. Unless we get another Colin Ferguson. Go to court. Try to defend themselves. Let's not waste the taxpayers' money. Let's take care of it ourselves. So maybe you want to throw a rock at the imam. And then they would have done their job. So, well, I didn't do nothing. I didn't say, all I said is that we may indict him. They're unindicted. It doesn't even say we may indict him. This is unindicted. All of us in this room is unindicted. That don't mean unindicted. That's all it means. You haven't been charged with anything. My question is this. If somebody throw a bomb in one of the masjids as a result of what you put in the newspaper, who's going to be held accountable for that? If some Muslim is murdered as a result of your carelessness, who's going to be accountable to that? I say to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay them back for what they have done. I say it again, and I don't say it, brothers and sisters, because I'm afraid. I say it because I believe it. I say it privately, and I say it publicly. It's wrong for anybody, Muslim, Christian, or Jew, to go blowing up buildings, killing innocent people. We're against that. Islam is against that. I'm against that. I'm not for it. I don't hit for people to do it. I don't tell people to do it. Truth be told, when I went to a country, when someone told me what they intended to do, I tried to stop them. I said, brother, this is wrong. Don't do that. I don't believe in that. Wallahi azim, I don't believe in that. I believe if people attack us, we have a right to defend ourselves. I won't back up from that. That's the teaching of Islam. And if you want to put the Quran on trial, and if you want to put Islam on trial, you want to put Allah on trial, come on! Be ready to take the stand and defend Allah, defend the Quran, and defend Islam. I'm not backing down at all. We love the Quran, and we believe in it 100%. Next thing is, now, they put it out there, Imam Siraj, on a list, implying he may be part of some conspiracy to blow up buildings. Now we can come against him. And nobody would say anything. That's how they work. Demonize Saddam Hussein. Blow them up. No one say anything about it. Demonize Libya, Gaddafi. Blow them up, attack them, no one say anything. Demonize Khomeini. All of the leaders, demonize them one by one by one. Demonize all the Muslim leaders. And then when they come to get us, nobody would open up their mouth because, see, he's a terrorist. It says so right there in the paper. Right there, FBI files said it. Alhamdulillah, we got a response for them. Who are the real terrorists? It's not the Muslims. But the real terrorists is some segment of the United States government. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Ya ayyuhallazina aminu jitanibu kathiran min adh-dhanni inna ba'd adh-dhanni ithmun wa la tajassasu. Allah the Almighty warns us in the Quran, O you who believe, stay away from most cases of suspicion. But suspicion in some cases is a sin, and do not spy on one another. Brothers and sisters, don't get me wrong. There are some people out there in this country and around the world that's doing some crazy things that has nothing to do with Islam. We invite the government of the United States of America and any law enforcement to do what they have to do to protect the integrity of the country. There's no problem. But be fair and just and right. I said it to the media, brothers and sisters. Don't get confused to think that the media is your friend. I studied the media. And you know, the way they do things, implications, when you study Pharaoh, and you see that Pharaoh had helpers, magicians, in my humble opinion, the magicians in the modern time is the magic of the media. The media make you see things that's not there. Make you think your friend is your enemy. And your enemy is your friend. They have the power to do that. We were interviewed the other day by, I think, CBS. And we sat in my office 20 minutes and they were interviewing me. Sat in my office and they're talking. And we about to go, they said, Mr. Rahaj, you want to get one shot, one more shot of you, coming out of the masjid. Just go look at him. Right? And I said, okay. And they said, go about your business. And they were taking a shot of me. And I wondered why they do that. Until I saw this, the clip. Now, the clip, when you watch the news, I'm like running away. You see? The image of, I'm running away. I sat down 20 minutes. You don't stand up, but you see me like I'm running somewhere. You an evil, wicked person. But Allah bless me to see it. President, you have them coming to you. Credible people, you have them coming. Other people, you got them showing their back. They're like they're running. The image. What's that all about? Wicked, evil, perverse. I want to defend this country. You know what this country is? A garbage can. Filthy and sick. This country's taking our children. We're trying to raise them up righteous. And you, with your sick, low morals, grabbing them. Trying to teach a man how to be respectful to his wife. You've got perversity all over. Wicked filth everywhere. You want to protect that. You want to protect so you can go with your boyfriend, a mother man, and sleep together. You want to protect the woman laying down with 100 men and getting on TV and bragging about it. You want to protect all of that. This filthy, filthy, filthy country. That's what you want to protect. Why do you want to try now to destroy us? Because we're against that sickness of this society. That's why. You want to hear something, brothers and sisters? This government is not concerned that you fast on the month of Ramadan. Are you fast? Are you praying 5 times a day? Or go to Hajj. But what they're afraid of is your unity. Because when Muslims unite, and that's what I'm going to tell you to do in the next few seconds, when Muslims unite, you become the most powerful force in this earth and can't nobody stop you as well as they know it. So you see the contradiction. All of the nations combined together in 1991 against Iraq, 88,000 tons of bombs, more than 7 Hiroshima's. 25 hospitals blown up. Schools destroyed. Buildings, civilians killed. 300 Iraqi soldiers murdered and massacred. 150 citizens murdered. And even today, sanctions against Iraq. All kinds of bombs, cluster bombs. Bombs that rob you of your oxygen and people suffocate. You bulldoze human beings alive trying to surrender. You made them. And you made today children, innocent children in Iraq and around the world. And what? You want to call us terrorists. You go around the world and you topple governments. Topple governments in Africa. You try to take over nations. You lead people. And now you want to call us terrorists. Are we trying to bring decency in this wicked society? Now we gotta fight just to save our kids and keep them in the deal. Now I ask you, what is our response? I give you the choice. The Imam Faraj, I have to stop coming to Taqwa for a while. It's too hot. Hit the door. It's no problem. But if you want to answer them, can I tell you a good response? Let us up the ante. Yeah. You want to say that we're terrorists? We're not terrorists. And I'm not going to go out there wasting my time saying I'm not a terrorist, I'm not a terrorist. But rather, I'm going to show you what we're going to do, inshallah. You know they got a new law that just passed? You know that the government, the United States president, signed an executive order recently to freeze the account of any organization that raises funds for terrorist organizations. So what if they say, just hypothetically, put Master the Taqwa on the list as a terrorist organization? They don't have to prove it, just accuse it. And let's say that what we're doing right now is renovating the building. Let's say we started raising millions of dollars. It's too much. You know, brothers and sisters, I believe that once we renovate this building, this will be a monument in this area, and people will come to the deen by the thousands. Wallahi Azeem, I believe that. Part of this structure that we're building now is a place to seat 500 people every week, non-believers. We want to go out there every week, bring people here and teach them Islam every week, every day if possible. If we get 500, 600, 1,000 shahadas a week, I believe it will happen once we change the structure. Because I didn't tell you that while this masjid is being renovated, your imam and shahada would be renovated. As this masjid is being torn down and built up again, if Allah blesses me, I'm going to be torn down and built up again for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give like I never gave before, to move this ummah like it's never been moved before. I believe it. The time is right, and as this building is being grown up, I intend by the help of Allah, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give it if He pleases. So what's happening now? We're moving. leadership in America, unprecedented unity. We gotta do something. It's too much. But by Allah, you'll never stop it if Allah don't intend it. Wa makaru Allah, wa Allah khairu makareen. They plan and they plot. And Allah plans. And Allah is the best of planning. And that's what I say. You wanna respond? Don't run away from the masses. Fill them up. Fill them up everywhere. Fill them up in New York City, in East Orange, Jersey, in Connecticut, wherever you are. Fill up the messages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fill them up. Bring non-Muslims in. Fill it up. Invite people to the deen. Raise unprecedented money. And that's what I come to tell you today as I sit down. You want to help me, help our community, help the Muslims? I tell you what you do. Let's show them today, those agents who are here today, let's show them our response, because believe me, they have to take about a report. What were they like? Did they, were they low in spirit? How did they respond? Were they quiet? Were they unresponsive? Did nobody show up? I want them to take, let the agent go back and go back to the boss and say, I mean, let them go back and give their report. So you know we found them strong, too strong. We better leave these people alone. Because just like what happened in Persian Gulf, we were helpless. Allah knows we were helpless as Muslims. Allah knows how weak we were. But despite us, 7,000 soldiers took Shahada in the Persian Gulf. But that's the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever you go against the servants of Allah like that, you got to pay a price. We're not going to do anything. We're not going to do any acts of terrorism. That's not us. But all Allah got to do is drop a hurricane, tornado, earthquake, ask the people in Kobe. Like that. Boom! You know the hadith, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the Jannah is closer to you than your shoelace, and hellfire too, and nar. You know what that means, man? Before you go out of here and put your shoe on, man, by the time you reach the Kaaba, death could come as in Jannah or hellfire. That's how fast it can come. Everywhere in America, Alabama, I read yesterday, tornadoes in Alabama. Earthquakes in the West Coast, floods in Europe. You don't have to plant no bomb when you got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Depend on Him. Trust Him. I made a vow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah be your servant. You protect me. You protect me. Wherever I go, I'm not afraid to go anywhere. And I don't change the message. Alhamdulillah. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they put me in jail, I don't care. So go to jail, but make me a difference. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make me give shahada to everybody in the prison, even the warden and the guard. If you kill me, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I die as a Muslim. And that people will come to Islam years and years and years after my death. But still, we can have some effect through our tapes and our talks, inshallah. What can they do to us, a believer? وَلَا تَحِنُوا وَلَا تَحْسَنُوا وَأَنْتُمْ أَوْلَوْنَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Have no fear, no grief, no fall into despair. But you must gain mastery if you're true in faith. Be true from faith. Brothers and sisters, as I leave you, go to another state after Juma. I am continuing to go, inshallah, so Allah takes me. You want to do something? Let's make a sign of it today. I told you March 12th, we're going to have two sheikhs in New York City. Sheikh Abdullah Hakim Cook from Toronto and Sheikh Al-Fahim Job from New York, two scholars. They're going to be at Boys and Girls High School in Brooklyn, 6 p.m., 1,000 seats. And I ask you to just raise the money for the masjid, to renovate our masjid. If you're with us, I'm asking you today to show it by just buying, all of you, tickets. Tickets are $10 for the masjid and its renovation. Buy it. Show them today. Show them that they bought, they filled up half the place in one day. If each one of you can buy 5 tickets, the ticket's only $10. Buy 5 if you can. I will buy 10 today. I'll start it off. I'll buy 10 tickets. Match me or whatever you want to do. Those who buy one ticket, buy one ticket. You can buy it for a friend. Buy it. Bring your mother, your father, your cousins, your neighbors, bring everybody, and let's fill up the place every 3 or 4 weeks, inshallah. Let's have big programs and invite people all over the place, and that will be our response. We will raise millions of dollars inshallah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah bless you, brothers and sisters, and have mercy on us. May Allah bless us, forgive us our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our fast in this month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us strong and let us never to turn our back on the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen us and help us to fight jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hope a break to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will bless us with knowledge, that we will be increased in knowledge. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our families to keep them into the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu